Good morning, Donegal. I'll certainly be present tonight in the Inishowen Gateway Hotel. The public meeting starts there at 7:45 p.m. There will be two of us addressing the meeting, myself and Dr. Anne McCluskey, the newly elected into councillor in Derry. Certainly my address will look at, I suppose, three major things. First of all, the infrastructural and investment needs of Donegal and how being an active member of the European Parliament can assist there. I mean, there's certainly programmes out there like the 10T funding that is available for strong, robust applications around infrastructure. There's another new programme coming down the line called Horizon Europe 21-27, which will be expected to be supported by new MEPs in the next term, and that will give us access to a budget of 100 billion euro. And the great thing about this budget, and certainly it's one I'll be supporting if I'm elected as an MEP, is it allows money come directly to the regions that are behind. And right now, we are in the poorest of the three European Union constituencies in Ireland. And this is key for areas like Donegal, that in some ways, areas across the region that have been forgotten when we're looking at attracting investment, innovation, jobs and opportunities into our areas. So we'll look at that. I will also be addressing really serious emerging concerns about the relationships and sexuality education programme that's in the making. I was a former relationships and sexuality education counsellor with the Department of Education. I'm currently an acting school principal, and I would be very concerned about the explicit nature of the early sexualization of our children that's been proposed in some of the background documents that are informing the Department of Education's making of this programme, and indeed the legislation around Objective Sex Education Bill that's currently going through the Houses of the Oireachtas. Look, there's lots to be discussed. I'm also looking forward to listening to and working with Dr. Anne McCluskey around the whole cross-border bit and how that can benefit the people of Donegal. I'd strongly encourage a great turnout. It'll be an opportunity for us to meet face-to-face and to, you know, to build a relationship that I think is so important with whoever your new MEPs are.